Let her explain, because I see her over there making moves, believing in her dreams, raising her family, buying her home, building her business, and taking time out to take care of herself. She's a mother, a wife, a sister, a friend, a daughter, but most importantly, she's you, a child of God. Now stand still and allow me to adjust your crown, because Queen, you did that. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of Let Her Explain. It's your girl Latrice. Thank you for taking time out to listen to me. I appreciate each and every listener out there around the world. Thank you and hello. And for, you know, reoccurring listeners, thank you. New listeners, thank you. It's so appreciated. So today I wanted to speak about answering your own prayers. I think we've all fallen into that trap of trying to speed past God and do his job instead of waiting on him. And it's something that I think I'm seeing more and more. You know, there's nothing wrong when we pray. When you get down on your knees and you give God the desires of your heart, your prayers, and that can be for anything, for a new home, relationships, you know, health reasons, you know, anything. And especially now that we're dealing with COVID and coronavirus, I mean, it's the endless array of things in this world right now that we can be praying about. But with praying, there comes a point where when we give it to God, when we get on our knees and we express our desires, when we give it to him, we have to get up, turn around and be faithful in our prayers to him. We have to be faithful knowing that he heard it. He heard it. He knows our heart. He knows what we're thinking. We don't have to beg him. We don't have to do any of that. But most importantly, we do not have to answer our own prayers, because then that shows, that's telling God that we don't believe in him. We're more powerful than him. And with that being said, then why would we need him? You know, we serve a jealous God, and God never wants us to think that we are more important than him. So when we pray, we have to be steadfast in our faith in him. We have to be patient in him. We live in a world that instant gratification. We live in a microwave world. We live in a self-indulgent world right now. Everything is me, 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 right now, right now, right now. And if it doesn't come quick, fast, in a hurry, we're pissed off, we're upset, you know, and we feel entitled. And that's a really good word, entitlement. So many of us feel entitled to every single thing. And that's not how we're supposed to. You're not supposed to have everything. Everyone is not supposed to have everything. Everything isn't good for you anyway. But we have to be patient in serving our God. We have to be patient serving him. We have to be patient in our prayers. We have to be patient in our prayer life. We have to be patient in our walk with him. We have to be patient servants to him. We have to be faithful servants to him. And being patient, you know, and it's a great thing that God does not immediately answer our prayers at times. Certain, you know, of course, if you have a medical issue, of course, I want God to answer that prayer right then and there. But there are some situations where you may want a home or you may want a spouse, but right now your life isn't conducive to that prayer that you have, that desire that you have. You may not be financially responsible to own a home. So God never said that he would not answer your prayer. He never said that he would never give you that home, but he's pruning you right now. He's pruning you in these seasons that you have to go through so you can be worthy of the home that he will give you. And I'm pretty sure it will be way bigger, more beautiful than what you even thought you can be able to afford or have, because he is a great God like that. He would blow our minds and the things that he can do for us. But when we ask, well, not answer, but when we pray to him, we have to be diligent in being faithful. We have to be diligent in taking a step back and saying, God, once I got off my knees, it's in your hands. And no matter how long it takes, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to be faithful to you. I'm going to meditate on your words. I'm going to give you the time that you deserve, the faith that you deserve, because I know that you got me. God always has us. And when he holds back from us, that's also a blessing. When he holds back things from us at times, those are always blessings. God is never trying to be mean to us. He's never trying to, you know, be a bully God. He's not like that. He's a loving God. He's a sovereign God. But he's also our father. And like any father in the natural, if you're not doing right, what father is going to reward a child that's doing wrong? Or just or give a child something that he's not responsible enough for? A father is not going to give a 12-year-old a car. A father is not going to, you know, allow a 10-year-old to stay out all night. So we have to look at God like that. We have to understand that he's pruning us to be better. So be diligent in your prayers. Don't be disobedient. Don't try to outrush him, because when you try to rush around God, when you try to answer your own prayers, that's when you mess up. That's when you put yourself in situations where not to say that he will not help you get out of those situations, but it's going to be harder to get out of those situations because you took it upon yourself to answer your own prayers instead of waiting on him. And I'm not saying that when you pray, just sit back and just think, oh, God got it. No, you have to also be diligent in obtaining your prayers, but not to the point where you think you have to answer your prayers. And like I go back to the example of wanting a home. Home ownership is a beautiful thing. I do myself want to own a home one day, but I'm also being prayerful about it. I'm also, because when the time comes, I want the whole process of home ownership to be smooth. I want it to be like a well-oiled machine. You know, I don't want to have to, you know, finagle anything, and I have to be fraud documents and things like that. And, you know, I don't want any of those things, because when you have to do things like that to get the things that you want, God is not in it. God is not going to tell you to scam. God is not going to tell you to lie. God is not going to tell you to be deceitful in anything that you want, that that his name is on. Because if you have to do all of that, God is not in it. God didn't. So that's trying to be, you want that to be your testimony. Oh, God did this and he blessed me and da 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 da. But all the while, you forged everything. All the documents are a lie. You lied about your income. You did all of these things. And that's not how God works. God will never allow you to do all of that to be blessed. Blessings are just that, blessings. They come from him, not from our own doing. Because when he bless you, believe me, all you have to do is show up and that door will open. He will align you with the right people. He will align you with the right opportunities, because that's how he works. When we put when we try to do it, we sit here, have to, you know, lie to this person and do all of these things. No, 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 no. So please be mindful of when you pray, please pray. Be diligent in your prayer life. And I say that to myself as well, to be diligent with your prayer life, to talk to God, to just lay in bed and just speak to him. Let him know what's going on. He already knows what's going on, but he wants to hear from you. He always wants to hear from you. But with your prayers, be patient. He is a patient God, because God doesn't care about time anyway. It's us who puts the pressure on ourselves. You know, we have to do this at a certain time, and I need it now, and I want it now because such and such has it. So now I have to get it. And this is it. No, God don't work like that. He does not work like that. He don't care about what Karen has, and now you trying to obtain it too. No. Because And matter of fact, the simple fact, because you want it because Karen has it, he may not even give it to you because your intentions are wrong. And you also have to check yourself on your intentions. Why do you want this? What is the reason for me wanting a new car? What is the reason for me wanting a new job? If your job is treating you well, you're getting paid well, you know, you have no problems with your supervisors or your coworkers or anything, got good PTO hours, but you want to go to the next place because you think the grass is greener over there. Oh, they're going to allow me, you know, they're going to give me $5,000 more. Don't let that $5,000 increase fool you, make you leave your blessing at your current job because you think that that's going to be the better job over there. Also, be... And I'm not saying never want to move up. No, I'm not saying that. But make sure that the intentions are pure when making these decisions. It's not about showboating. You know, it's about, okay, you know what? It's time for me to elevate myself. And I see that this company over here, you know, I can achieve the level of success that I want over here at this company. And they are working with me and they're just as great as the company I'm leaving. That's when you move. But just because it's all, everything that glitters isn't gold. And we, you know, it's cliche, but it's really true. Everything that glitters isn't gold. And that goes with people, places, things, materialistic things. Don't let it fool you. Don't let it fool you. Be wise in your decisions. Be present in yourself, know your intentions, make sure that they are for the gratification of God, most of all, not for just the, you know, to be boastful out here in the world, because I used to be like that. You know, you got to have the title, you got to have the car, you got to have all these things because you got to showboat for people. No, you don't. Because at the end of the day, those people do not care. And you don't know what they had to do to get that truck or that car, to get that spouse, or how it is that's going on behind those closed doors. So never compare or anything like that. But I don't want to run off into a whole nother subject, but tying it back to give God your time, give him your desires. But let him be God. Let him be the sovereign God that we serve. Let him do his job. And that's being the awesome God that he is, that he will give us the desires of our heart. But we have to be patient. We have to be faithful. We have to trust in him, and we have to be obedient to him. We have to move when he says to move, when he has to, we have to stand still when he says, no, this is not the right time. That's not the right move. Or I have better for you. Sometimes we be thinking so little that when God shows us something bigger, we think, no, I can't get that. No, we can. We can have the bigger, but we have to be patient. We have to be patient with God. And this is something that it comes back to me as well, because I think, like with everyone, you just want it now, and you want it now. And the older I get, the more gray hair that I get, the wiser I get with knowing that when it's God timing, it's perfect timing. When I try to move on myself and do it myself, I've had too many fails on me trying to do things myself. So I've learned my lessons. So I'm at a place where I'm good. I am good with being patient. I'm good with just letting, once again, him be the God that he is and letting him work. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to be faithful and I'm going to be a good daughter to him. And please be a good daughter, be a good son to him. Tell him you love him. God wants to hear that. God loves you unconditionally. So love, show him that same love. Don't always just go to him and think that he's a genie. He is not our genie. We don't have, you know, rub his belly and we get three wishes that we want. No. Love on God like you would love your natural father. Love on him. Praise him. Give him all your attention because he deserves it. So I wanted to just, you know, end this with just being, with saying, pray, but wait. So pray, but wait, pray, but wait. So I just wanted to end it here. I don't want to be too preachy. That's not the idea of all of this. This is just, you know, me my lessons in life, me learning and growing as a woman, growing into my womanhood, growing and knowing myself and loving myself, and also my intimate relationship with God and growing that. And the more I'm, as the years go by, the wiser I'm getting, and it's a beautiful thing. So I just wanted to share what my lessons in life as I'm learning them and growing, to share them with you. So thank you for listening. It's always appreciated, and I hope that it touches someone and that it helps you like it's helping me. So please follow me on social media at letherexplain.com, and that's Instagram as well as Facebook. And also I have a website now. I'm super excited about that, at www.letherexplain.com. And please go take a look, leave comments, hit me up. I want to hear from you. I would love to hear from you if you just want to, you know, chat with me, or want to be a possible guest, or, you know, have a sponsorship for an episode or anything like that. You know, hit your girl up. I would love to hear from you. And I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing day or amazing night if you're listening to me at night. So toodles, on to the next episode. Bye.